Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back. It's hour two of In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. 3 hours of fantasy nonsense. That's what we like to be. We're proud of it. Accept it. If you can't accept us, you can get on out of here.
You can get out. Love it or leave it, boy.
Get out. You don't like how we do it. We are going to do some DFS this hour, so assuredly, we are going to tell you lineups to not put together. Not put together.
Well, I mean, I think our DFS is better than our picks, but it's not that much better.
Oh, we're still in that range? That's still happening.
You were better than me.
Oh, looking forward to hour three. Welsh is better than Bogman.
If I'm you, I'm still not looking forward to it, but you were better than me.
Maybe we need to get Ron Gronkowski in here doing some
Let's get
bets.
Ron in here. Ron, come on in.
Yeah.
Let's go, buddy.
What do you think what would be his tagline? Because you know how Gronk is like, Gronk smash. Like Gronk is Hulk.
Gronk compute.
And Ron Gronkowski is Bruce Banner. That's essentially
Gronk
what he is.
Compute. That's what he would do.
Oh, right. Compute in all caps. I like it.
That's right.
You're just building my parody account. That's all that you're doing right now. This is going to happen here shortly. So as you're listening, don't try to be stealing this because I've already done it, my friend. So welcome back In This League. Please go check us out over at InThisLeague.com. Check out the podcast. We got the football edition coming up on Monday, as well as our show over on Fantrax with the Black Book that you can catch. And I will be just tooling around all of Phoenix this coming week at the Arizona Fall
League. You are a tool. So
I am going to tool the hell out of this week. And if all my dreams come true, I will watch Venom with Vladimir Guerrero. That's all that I want.
Oh, my God. That's yeah. What a story to tell.
Wouldn't it be great, too? And then, you know what would be horrible, though?
For you.
Do you think? Okay, now let me ask you this real quick. And then I have another thing, and then we're going to get to DFS. If he was like, let's go see a movie, knowing what I know,
stood you up.
But no, I'd be like, oh, Vlad, you stood me up. Wouldn't I be like, oh.
Why do you sound like Don Vito when Vlad Sr. stood you up for a movie?
But wouldn't I be smarter not go to the garbage movie and then take him to like the Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga movie? Like,
God.
I got to take him to a good movie.
The only thing that would be better is if you cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I want his experience to be a good movie experience, and I don't think Venom is there.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Probably not. By the way, did you see this this meme? I love when people meme us and they're good. On speaking of the Black Book, for whatever reason, I don't remember what the context was. I decided to start rapping California Love with one of my favorite all time, Tupac. And we got Dennis Roy, who is a listener of stuff on FNTSY and just podcasts. And he memed me on one of the cars, if you remember the music video, which was like Mad Max. And it made me think, and it's all just synergistic, because the episode came out before we got some insane news. Bogman, did you see this? Suge Knight's son, which was breaking news enough because I had no idea that guy reproduced, says Tupac Shakur is alive in Malaysia.
Oh, Malaysia. Now, let me ask you, is he there to kill the Malaysian president?
They did talk about the Illuminati and that the Illuminati takes care of stuff. It got a little, if you didn't get the conspiratorial stuff that Tupac is still alive, there was Illuminati conversation. He says he knows where he is. There were maybe Photoshop pictures of Tupac with Beyonce and 50 Cent. And it also so happened.
Please tell me they were also like, they weren't good Photoshops either.
No, they were
like
good.
When a stalker puts, a picture. Well, did he have on a headband and a nose ring and all of them too?
Did it look
like he aged at all the Welsh?
Yeah,
can I ask you that?
I mean, just like maybe a tiny bit. It's a little tiny bit. But here's the kicker also, I don't know if you just saw. Suge Knight also just happened to have been sentenced to 28 years in prison.
Wow.
For killing a guy. He drove over him, and he says that those men were sent to kill him, and the guy was a doctor.
By Tupac.
By, I think it was P. Diddy. Oh, and it got better because then Suge Knight's son shared a text message and from it had something to do with Suge Knight. Maybe it was Suge Knight's text messages that was essentially alluding to Tupac coming after Suge Knight and that he needed to out him. Like Suge needed to out Tupac for his own safety. So either this is real, which I'm citing on, and Tupac is alive in Malaysia, and just no one in Malaysia apparently has ever, no people have ever been there and spotted him. That seems likely. Or
this is like a megalodon.
Or Suge Knight is potentially a complete psychopath like we've expected, who's now in jail after killing a lot of people. But it's, that story
Tupac
is circulating.
Tupac and Bigfoot are the same thing now. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved that stuff because there's always like music that keeps appearing, but people don't know, like, he also was trying to get out of his contract with Death Row. I think it was Death Row. So he did like over 100 songs in the studio, and that kind of did it. But go do a search. Apparently Tupac is alive in Malaysia, and I am all for that. I just want to know what he thinks about Eminem versus MGK. That's what I want to know.
Hey, real quick, can I share my thing and do the serial music over us and be like, you know what, I know what needs to happen here, like share the thing like we always do?
Yeah, but it makes me sound bad. I'll just put it in.
Okay. Then I'll just pick up here.
Okay,
and say,
and hold on,
you
I need to
you
make
want
to
do your snap
now. Yeah, I need yeah. To. All right,
I know what we need to do is this needs to be Uh-oh. The very next season of That's Right, Serial.
Oh, I love it. Sarah Koenig. Hi, I'm Sarah Koenig, and I'm here to find Tupac. We're going to go on this season of Serial. We're going to be traveling across Malaysia, talking to all the common folk, and we are going to be exploring the whereabouts of one Tupac Shakur. I love it. And then it'll be like, you have a collect call from Anod, whatever, in jail. And he's like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if Tupac was alive, why ain't I ever seen him? Huh?
And then the next episode, we have a collect call from Bo Bergdahl. And then all Sarah Koenig is just doing is just like tiling in all of like, her previous
when
seasons.
When you were held by the Taliban,
did they have Tupac? Was Tupac with you? Exactly. Did the Taliban also have Tupac? And then she'll be like, I'm live here in a Cleveland jail, and I'm talking to inmates about if Tupac is alive. Oh, there's Suge Knight. We are in a jail. Suge Knight's here. I am all for this idea. You know what? Why has someone not tackled this? Why is this not a reality show? There's a million reality shows about finding Bigfoot, and your reality show we're going to talk about later.
The Learning Channel hasn't picked up, is Tupac alive?
Can't we do that? I have plenty of shows where I get no resolution on. Let's have Finding Tupac.
Well, spoiler alert, you're never going to have resolution on this unless he's found.
But you know what they're going to do?
Guess what? He's dead. He's not going to be found.
Well, they'll like see some, see some guy with a headband and they'll cut the episode. We may have found him. And then it'll be like, on the next episode of Serial. And it'll just be like, yeah, man, I'm not Tupac. I'm just a man.
He's the only black man in Malaysia with a headband on. Yeah. Tupac. No, I'm not. Okay. Well, that was a great episode.
Episode 3. We found another person. I'm all in for that. It would make the current season of Serial 1,000 times better. Finding Tupac. Can I get funding? Can somebody fund me? I'll do this. I will go to Malaysia. Me and Vladimir Guerrero will go.
What about
and
your
find.
Family? You're not going to miss Monday night with them, but you go to Malaysia to find Tupac?
With
Come
Vladimir
on.
Guerrero? Absolutely. That'll be our new venture together as best friends.
See, this is just me trying to wedge this into my schedule. It's not going so well for me.
No. I mean, if you want to go find Tupac.
I don't. Is that during football season?
It is. You might have to.
If it's in the summer, I'll probably go with you to find Tupac. But if it's during football season, I'm not going anywhere.
Any coincidence, Tupac?
I gotta watch
back.
The Steelers go 3-13. So
Tupac is coming back around as LA has two NFL teams. Any
Tupac?
I am connecting
two NFL teams.
Connecting a little Illuminati. On the next episode of Serial, Tupac, two NFL teams, Illuminati, Todd Gurley. on the next episode of Serial. All right.
Is Todd Gurley Tupac?
Mm. No.
No, they don't look anything alike.
Not one bit at all. All right, football, you guys have lasted this long, so now you are going to get a treat. Let's go through DFS, and let's... What did we do last week? Read me off your DraftKings team that we had...
Oh, come on. Are we doing that bit still?
Who's our dear friend that played our lineup and was so nice enough to just say,
you never
get
know his name.
Well, so... it's the tweet thing. Like, I'm very, very popular, and I have a lot of tweets... that come in. Could you have possibly
my
scrolled?
DraftKings lineup. I have it. Are you ready for it?
That you have the person who played a lineup?
No. My DraftKings lineup. They asked me for the lineup. I don't want to give it to them. I don't want them to waste their money.
Yeah, why are you not giving it to them?
Because I don't want them to waste their money.
Well, I don't want them to waste their money, but if they want to have fun, I want to help people have fun.
All right, so I had Eli Manning, James White, Zeke.
Oh, James White was good.
Zeke was good.
Zeke was fantastic.
Antonio Callaway was in there. Allen Robinson, Dallas Goedert, T.Y. Hilton got hurt, and the Lions defense. This is not bad.
Okay.
I don't know that it won, though.
Well,
this is not bad.
No, I'm actually looking at it. This was, and apparently, did he play all of them? Okay, yeah, I guess he did, because that's my lineup. Oh, you know what's so great about this is this DraftKings one? Okay, so check this out. This is from Drew Snyder. Mr. Boom Shakalaka.
There you go.
On Twitter.
Boom Shakalaka.
He says, no chingle jang this time, guys. He said, oh, well, maybe the $4 would have been spent better at the nonprofit dispensary. That is a great pull. That is a listener. Drew Snyder.
I love it.
Officially awarded 80 internet points for you, Drew.
Oh, my
Congratulations.
God,
yeah, I think that's what we got to. He played both lineups.
Boss, are we going to give him 80? Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot believe it. He is allowing the 80 internet points to Drew Snyder right now.
Folks,
can you believe it?
Folks, because we just gave him 80, we don't ever do this. We are doubling the 80 to 160 points for the next 3 minutes for anyone that plays this next lineup. You put the lineup
in. You better be fast on those phones, folks.
Listen, you want to catch Drew Snyder? He has 160 internet points. You could have 160 internet points if you play our lineups this week. Now, here's the positive. Is Drew shared the lineups. Best news ever is... Oh, wait. Is this...
Uh-oh.
Wait, is this possible?
Are
those the same lineups? Where is... I can't... He sent me so many pictures.
You can't go through it. This is...
Here we go.
Serial.
Here it is. My lineup outperformed yours.
Wow.
That's
congratulations.
Why it's fantastic. Your lineup scored 144.6 points. you didn't have Jonnu Smith in that lineup. Your garbage was Antonio Callaway, Allen Robinson, Eli Manning, and the Lions D killed you.
I thought Allen Robinson had he had a touchdown. He didn't have a bunch of catches.
Well, they put the little snowflake on him. My lineup scored 154 points.
Wow.
I had Joe Flacco at quarterback.
Joe Flacco
scored 25 points. David Johnson. I also had James White, Emmanuel Sanders and Odell and Callaway. They all sucked. I had Vance McDonald and Kareem Hunt, who did very good. And I had the Eagles D. So it wasn't great. So Drew did not win money. He was awarded many, many internet points. So congratulations to him. And I think, what was your FanDuel lineup? I want to make sure I'm going to attribute proper attribution here. My FanDuel lineup was the better one, outscored you in FanDuel 2, Bogman.
Whew. Wow.
When we talk about that next segment, I'm going to award myself some
points. If you didn't outscore me, you were the biggest loser in the world. I had the worst stupid FanDuel lineup. I had Roethlisberger.
No, save it. We're going to do it in the next segment. We're not giving the whole thing away,
I had Roethlisberger,
Bogman.
And he was one of my better players.
Oh, brutal. All right. So... let's go through, and you pulled your sheet together of buys or values. So let's talk about DraftKings values, and then on the other side of the break, we will go through our DraftKings team that will assuredly win you at least 180 internet points.
Some chingle chang.
Or 60.
So quarterbacks, there's a lot below the poverty line here on DK. Bortles, Prescott, Flacco. Why was Bortles depressed?
No, you talk on the poverty line. I was just saying, be careful, man.
Okay. Mayfield,
we got Malaysia
Tannehill.
Listeners listening now. We got a big audience in Malaysia now because it's Tupac stuff. So,
Carr, Russell Wilson, they're doing better than us, by the way.
Yeah.
Eli, Beathard, Allen, Darnold, and Rosen all below the poverty line.
Oh,
so, but there's some good, there's some good buys here on running backs.
Are you looking at FanDuel or DraftKings here?
I'm looking at DraftKings.
Oh, because I have a, how about a better one? I'm going to just give a little bit away here for DraftKings. You want a great value? Blake Bortles.
Dude, Bortles was the first guy I said.
I don't see him on here. Oh, I'm looking at the FanDuel list. That's
why. Are you looking at the FanDuel one?
I was looking at the FanDuel. Jesus. I'm like, wow. I'm like, how is Beathard 6,300 and Blake Bortles is 5,500? Okay.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry.
For running backs, Nick Chubb is way down that 3,800. If he gets more than three touches, look out. He was really good on three touches last week. Eckler's down there. Royce Freeman, 4,200. Aaron Jones, 4,300. Yeah. Best buy of the week. Mm-hmm. Carry on, 4,600. Mm-hmm. Lamar Miller, 47. Drake, 4,700. Lindsey's in there. Ingram, 5,100. Peterson, 5,300. Hyde down there. Cook, Lewis, and Lynch all below the average cost for a player. The loser, Amari Cooper, is in there at wideouts. Kenny Stills, Aguilar, Funches, Crabtree, Baldwin, all 5,000 to 5,500. Marvin Jones, 4,700. Garcon and Crowder against the Saints, 4,300 apiece. I like that.
Well, they're not both against it because they play on different teams. But
Garcon and Jamison Crowder. Yeah, you're right. I'm mistaken. I'm thinking of last year.
I'm looking at FanDuel lineups, and you're thinking Garcon.
They're both. Yep, yep. Who do the stupid Niners play? They play the Cardinals.
Cardinals. It's still a great buy. It's a great buy. They just don't play for the same team.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that good a buy. I'd rather go with Crowder. Mike Williams, 4,200.
I like Mike Williams at 4,200.
He's just so boomer bust.
Well, it's time to boom.
They're playing the Raiders, so, I mean, it's definitely a chance. Stupid Robbie Anderson, the losers down here at 3,800. Kirk Cousins at 3,700. Calvin Benjamin at 3,500. How bad is he?
He said Kirk Cousins. He's playing wide out.
Kirk Cousins, yeah, he plays wide out. Christian Kirk is what I meant. You know, Kirk, the Kirks, all right? There's two in the NFL.
I'm a doctor, damn it. Not a fantasy football expert.
I've had, like, the most whiskey I've had in at least 3 months tonight, so I apologize.
All right, well, we're going to go to break here in a minute. We're going to go to break.
Yeah, and there's no tight end deals, so let's just ignore them anyway.
Jonnu Smith at 2,700.
He's at 2,700. He has two catches this year. He's got over 20 yards. I just want to let everybody know that.
Biggest loser. All right.
I can't complete a pass to not Corey Davis.
All right. Don't go anywhere. I promise you the payoff is coming. We are going to be going through our DraftKings lineup. We'll tell you how we did on FanDuel. And we'll tell you how Kirk Cousins is transitioning
Garcon
to a wide
Crowder
receiver.
Back on the same team. You guys had no idea, did you?
Go follow Ron Gronkowski on Twitter. We'll be back.
NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Welcome back. Hey, head on over to DailyRoto.com. It's the industry's leading daily fantasy site. You did the hey. That has produced seven separate FanDuel and DraftKings million-dollar tournament winners and millions more in smaller prizes for countless subscribers. Once you're there, go click on Go Premium. You can use the same daily fantasy lineup optimizer that's helped Daily Roto customers achieve such remarkable success. And If it's sports wagering you're into, click on the new sports betting tab. You'll be able to find and use the same tools that have produced all those daily fantasy winnings for moneyline picks, picks against the spread, game totals, and player props. So go to dailyroto.com and enter FNTSY for a special discount. Dailyroto.com, the industry website where millionaires are made. Literally. Literally.
Literally.
So we're trying to sit here and do a radio show. And we've mentioned a gajillion times, to probably everyone's annoyment, of our ITL army. And it is a great time, though, in our life. And we have a GroupMe room. We have this access where people can join us in these, like, it's essentially like, you know, like big text change, but of rooms where, you know, we've got like liking system and you can post videos and GIFs and stuff. And one of our listeners, Michael Youngberg has posted about 15. Oh, there's the whiskey bottle opening up there, Bachman.
My bad.
That was quite loud. And he's got about 15 different jib jab videos of you and I. And I just want to give perspective here for a minute. To listen, this is the music behind a video that has Bogman and I's face cropped into it. And you're going to know the song as soon as you hear it. It says a little jib jab here. You'll know it. So listen to this. It's take my face on. as the chick at the table. And then, oh, the black and white drawing person is grabbing my hand. And who is it? It's Bogman. It is killing me. There's about 15 of these of different gifts of you and I's head just put on all these. I am literally, go to dailyroto.com. I'm literally dying here looking at these things. They are way, way too funny. So too much fun being had over at the ITL Army. So let's get to this. We were constructing some DraftKings lineups. You were telling us some of the deals. No tight ends, of course, except the wonderful Jonnu Smith, who is the best in all the land. What do you have, though, to win people points, money, or potential internet points this week if they lose their money? And people are welcome to play our lineup. Please don't spend more than a dollar.
Please don't.
If you do play the lineups, you are required by internet law to tweet us that you've done it so we can attempt to give you credit on the show and award you your internet points. Currently, Drew is the leader in internet points right now. And I just want that to be known. So you have your opportunity to do it. We won someone money the first week. We did not win Drew money. We're going to try to win you money this week. So, Bogman, what is
right,
your lineup?
Boss? Look? I'm hearing that, folks, if you play this at $10 or more, we will give you 300 internet points. If you play our FanDuel lineup at more than $10, $10 or more, folks, you'll get 300 internet points. You will leave Drew in the dust. He will be not able to catch you if you play this for $10.
Well, only play one, please. Don't play all of them. Pick
your
favorite.
If you play Bogman's for $15, 500 internet points, it's like betting against Alabama. I would not do it. This is not something I would do.
Bogman's been drinking, so I would not do that. I would not trust any of that. Okay, Bogman, let's hear what your lineup looks like then.
My lineup for this week, you don't want me to give deals first?
Well, you did give
DraftKings. Oh, my DraftKings lineup. Yeah. I apologize.
Oh, boy.
It's getting to me. It's getting to me a little bit. A little bit. I don't know how I can go wrong with this lineup.
I don't know how you can go wrong either.
Boy. Yep. Okay. Blake Bortles. Jacksonville against Kansas City. Kansas City scores points, and they have the worst pass defense in the league. And the Welsh recommended this one. How can I go wrong?
I agree. 5,500. I'm going to just tell you right now. Also my quarterback in this lineup.
My running backs. Of course, I'm going to have CMC. Run CMC. I'm going to make a drunk purchase of a shirt that says Run CMC tonight. I'm doing that.
Will you do it while we're doing the show?
Yeah, 100%.
Yes. Will you buy me one?
All right. So I got him at 8,000. I'm not going to buy you one. I'm not that drunk. Even go see a movie with me, by the way.
I invited you to the Arizona Fall League.
You did. I invited
you to buy tickets to go see Mark Merritt with me next week.
You also invited me to buy tickets from a pass that you already bought. So you're like, oh yeah, just give me five instead of
$5.
And we'll be good.
Yeah,
can't just be a buddy. Can't just say, I already bought this. You know, my buddy Bogman is having a tough time. He can't even buy his own tires. I'll give him $5 off here. So
you're making a compelling point. You're making a compelling point. Hearing you talk as you are drowning your sorrows away. It's on me, bud.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So Christian McCaffrey at 8,000. Aaron Jones against that worst rush defense in the league.
All right, Boggs, I got to tell you something right now.
Okay.
I have the exact same running backs now.
We have Bortles, McCaffrey, and Aaron Jones?
I have the exact... I am terrified to see what your wide receivers look
like.
Do
you have Antonio Brown and Julio Jones in your lineup?
I have Antonio Brown. I do not have Julio Jones in this lineup.
Okay, I got AB, Julio, and Christian Kirk / Kirk Cousins at my wide receiver, my third wide receiver, because he's 3,700. Very, very cheap against your Niners. Dallas Goedert, again, taking a shot in the dark. Gonna see if it works. So
that's who I have in tight end.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Okay, hold on. Okay, I have Antonio Brown. My two wide receivers that differ is I have DeAndre Hopkins and D.D. Westbrook. So I think no, you know what? I couldn't get Julio in. So I went DeAndre Hopkins, Westbrook, and I have Goddard at tight end. Okay, I'm going to die on this floor if we have the same flex. There's no way.
Is it Chris Thompson?
It is not, but it is a running back, though.
I got Chris Thompson, 5,900 at my flex.
Bogman, my flex is 800 less than yours, and it is Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram.
5,100 for Mark Ingram.
And then I have the Bills as my defense against the Titans. That should be a defensive battle anyway.
I have the Saints versus Washington because Washington is trash.
Saints.
Yeah. Should I change that?
The Saints are bad. Well, who else?
Washington. Let's see who I can afford.
Can you afford the stupid Bills or 2,300? They're so far down there.
I could get the Bills versus Tennessee. All right.
New Orleans defense, especially at home, has been really
Steelers
bad.
Steelers versus Atlanta?
No.
Minnesota versus Philly?
Did you see them against the Rams? I don't think I'd do that.
I'd like to have the Bengals, but they're 2,700. I'll just do your stupid Buffalo one. I'll do your Buffalo one. Let me get that in here. So
you could probably get a better tight end. I have no flexibility. How much money do you have left over?
I have 100. Oh, can I upgrade? I can go to 2,800. Upgrade with a double D. Best I could do
Antonio Gates. Hope for the touchdown.
Well, I like Goddard though. I think actually that's a similar play.
Pretty equal. Yeah. Can you believe that the loser, Jonnu Smith, is the same price as Dallas Goedert?
I mean, I can, because Jonnu Smith, he's the hope, he's the truth. I could go lower on my second wideout, but I think D.D. Westbrook at 4,700 is pretty good. So, Bogman and I share Bortles, Aaron Jones, Christian McCaffrey, Antonio Brown, and Dallas Goedert. I differ having Hopkins, D.D., Ingram, and now the Bills D.
All right. I mean, it's you can play one of our matchups. You're basically playing the same ones, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, 300 internet points, yeah. 500 if it's more than $10. So
okay, I mean, what a deal! What a smoking deal! All right, let's go over look at FanDuel. What do we have as far as deals go on FanDuel?
Below the poverty line for quarterbacks, that Ryan Tannehill, 6,600. Case Keenum, 65. Eli, 65. Rosen, 64. Darnold, 63, and Beathard, 63. Not great options. Running backs that are deals here. Chubb is 5,300. You know, if you want to take a risk, he's way down there. Your boy Alfred Morris, 5,500. Maybe he gets a little better of a look. Mike Davis, 5,500. He seems to be the starter for their rotational, whatever it is, but they play the Rams. Kenyon Drake, Royce Freeman, really trying hard not to say anyone's name incorrectly here.
Oh, you're doing a great job.
Mark Ingram, 6,100. Aaron Jones, 6,100 over here. Phillip Lindsay, the same thing. Carry on. Chris Thompson, a deal at 6,100.
You know what I like about Kerryon Johnson, by the way?
Coy, Collins, and Lynch are all in there. What's that?
What I like about Kerryon Johnson so much is there's such this like divide about how you have to sing his song. You know, the Carry On My Wayward Son. Like, people get pissed about Carry On My Wayward Son. They want the other one.
They rhyme with Schmish-Schmaris?
No, I don't know who it is. I don't know who it is, but people get very worked up about Carry On Johnson. All right, what about the wideouts there?
I like this one. David Moore, 4,600. He's going to get in there way more than Brandon Marshall now, apparently, according to Pete Carroll. He had 20 more snaps than Marshall did.
He's trustworthy.
Christian Kirk, 5,200 down here, not Kirk Cousins. Jameson Crowder, who's on a different team than Pierre Garçon, is at 5,700. Devin Funchess at 6,200. Aguilar at 6,100. Downtown John Brown, 6,200. Tyler Boyd, your boy, 6,300 in here.
I didn't get him in a lineup. That's very disappointing. Can I get
that
him in?
Loser Amari Cooper at 6,500, so he'll probably go nuts. DT at 6,500. Remember, DT was a first-round pick in 2014. We learned that tonight.
And knowing's half the battle.
That's right. A lot of tight end deals, actually. Vance McDonald, who I picked, spoiler alert. Ben Watson is at 4,600. Ben Watson, 5,200. And Njoku, 5,200. The number one tight end in all the land, Jared Cook, at 5,900. Rudolph, 6,100. Reed, 6,200. And your boy, Kittle, 6,400, below the poverty line.
I have a tight end that is lower than all of the priced deals you gave.
Is it Dallas Goedert?
What a sell. It is not.
Is it Jonnu Smith?
It is never Jonnu. Do you remember when Delanie Walker went down and the thought went through any of our heads that Jonnu Smith would be relevant?
Do you know how many passes Jonnu Smith is going to catch this week? He's going to catch like 10.
I'm going to go with none.
Are we chickening this? I'll go one.
No, one and a half.
Song bet?
One and a half.
Oh, what?
What?
One and a half. Well, he's very low down here. He's at 4,200.
That's not good.
Is he even at 4,200 on FanDuel? I mean, he's really, I think he's 2,700 over there. Yeah.
You mean DraftKings?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. This is a wild ride with Bogman tonight, wherever it is. This is a wild ride. All right.
Got the 4 segments left, so.
Yep, I'm a little terrified about it. All right, why don't we, let's go through your lineup then, or do you want me to go?
Let's switch off.
You want to drink some water?
No. Quarterback, I have the red rifle. Who do you have?
I have Blake Bortles again, 7,000. I thought about how much is
Dalton. I was
going to
go
Dalton?
With Bortles again, but I didn't want to get into that.
I was thinking the same thing about changing it up, but then I decided not to. Bortles is 7,500. Dalton is 7,500.
Great explanation there.
Yeah. Because this team is incredible that I put together. It's absolutely
incredible. I really like
incredible.
Mine in FanDuel better than DraftKings as well. Who are your running backs?
Well, I'll tell you my quarterback first. Oh, I told you Blake Bortles, 7,000. Running backs, I picked up Aaron Jones. Again,
Aaron Jones,
6,100 versus Detroit, and Chris Thompson, 6,100 versus Nolens. And I'm very excited to tell you about my flex when we get there. How did you go running back?
We're going big time wideouts for the Welsh. I went with Todd Gurley.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying.
I said, yeah. Todd Gurley, I went. He's the most expensive, but he's also the best. And I went with your boy, Matt Breida, because the Arizona Cardinals, I know he's questionable, shoulder injury, all that stuff.
He'll be fine.
Arizona Cardinals, second to worst against the rush this year. So, ooh. Matt Breida.
I like that. All right, wide receivers, I did go big.
How did I start? But you got ahead of me. I'm wondering.
I don't know. I think you threw it to me to running back, and that's.
I think you're just a bully.
That's just where we went. That's where we went.
Yeah, I think you just took over like a bully does.
Ladies first.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to.
Okay.
I have Julio, Antonio Brown, and David Moore. I bought the deal with David Moore.
Oh, I kind of like yours. I like how you did that. I kind of went relatively similar, but my third wideout's big. I went Michael Thomas, DeAndre Hopkins, and Cooper Kupp.
Ooh.
Cooper Kupp versus Seattle, 6,700. DeAndre Hopkins, 8,700. And Michael Thomas, 8,900. And let me look, because I like your wideouts, but I'm not sure I could afford. I could get Julio in over Michael Thomas if I wanted.
It's against the Steelers secondary.
It's pretty nice. It's not bad.
I think Josh Norman's probably going to be on Michael Thomas for that game.
Let's do it.
Still bad,
convince
but...
me. Julio's out. Julio and DeAndre Hopkins in.
Let's go.
All right.
Tight end, flex, and defense are... I went with Vance McDonald, like I said, spoiler alert from earlier. Mm-hmm. Then my flex is your boy,
DJ
Tyler
flex.
Boyd, 6,300. Ooh. And my defense, I went the opposite of the game I had for DraftKings. I went with Tennessee against Buffalo. Great buy at 3,900.
I went with my tight end that I teased here at 4,500, Tyler Laura Croft.
Tyler Croft. What about CJ Uzama?
He was not 4,500. That was
a
key marker.
Was he more expensive or less expensive?
I think he was more. Let's see. I'll look real quick.
I always thought that dogs laid eggs.
He's actually 4,700, and I could get a 4,600 in right now. So I'm going to Tyler Kroft. My defense, another Bengal, the Bengals. I went the Bengals against Miami. Now, here's where I went.
That's a good one, too. How much were they?
3,900.
Okay, same as the Titans. But I would you rather have Bengals. Your defense, really?
Yeah.
Going up against
Miami.
Ryan Tannehill over Josh Allen? I mean, they're both great options.
Yeah, Kenyon Drake, yeah. Bengals.
Oh,
Bengals. So I have great wideouts, Aaron Jones and Chris Thompson. Flex.
Flex.
Run CMC.
Oh, ho, ho.
So the lineup is Blake Bortles, Aaron Jones, Chris Thompson, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Cooper Kupp, Tyler Kroft, Christian McCaffrey, and Bengals defense. Put that on the board.
Put it on the board. Yes. Oh, we just talked about baseball.
Oop, fired. What was your lineup again? Repeat it through.
Okay, so my full lineup here, I went with Andy Dalton, Todd Gurley, Matt Breida, David Moore, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Vance McDonald, Tyler Boyd, and the Titans defense.
Okay, I like it.
I
so
pointed when I did it.
Okay, a lot of internet defense. Points are on the line. A lot of internet points.
All of the internet points.
Not money. Probably not money.
No dollars. No.
I mean your dollars when you you set the lineup. Oh. No, figurative, not ours. Okay. Theirs.
Oh, I thought you were pointing at me. Your dollars.
Hey, No. You just screamed and cried about $5 for an Arizona.
I did.
Game.
Yeah. You should let me in for free. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. That's why we're gonna do it. We need to get. I expect you to be wearing a Run CMC shirt though.
I'm buying it right now as we speak.
All right. So when we come back from break, Bogman will be the proud owner of a Run CMC shirt, and we've got more football to get into as we are going to be transitioning in the next hour into our full breakdown of week 5. We're going to be looking at the overs, the unders, and all the magical plays to get through. So don't go anywhere. More Bogman and Wells for In This League. We'll be right back.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back. It is In This League. ITL, InThisLeague.com. That's where you can find us. Also on Twitter, at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. I can't believe we're in like week 5 of the NFL. And what is it, week 6 college football?
Yeah, week 6 of college football. OU Texas.
What is the best and worst thing of fantasy college football this year?
Well, the best thing is
like who?
You can still pick up, well, a free agent pickup is the number one scorer. Cole McDonald for Hawaii is just the best.
Is
you
the
know?
Worst thing being a big proponent of Debo Smith, Samuel?
Debo Samuels. Yeah, the South Carolina wideout has not portrayed. I think I had him 4th in my wide receiver rankings
okay,
this year.
What's worse, Debo Samuel or Khalil Tate? Who's more of a disappointment?
Oh, Tate. Tate was 1 overall.
And he's
most people didn't
trash?
Have Debo Samuel where I had him. So.
And isn't he trash?
He's terrible. He had an ankle injury like the first week of the season. So he has not perform like Sumlin wanted him to. Sumlin wanted him to run less.
I wanted Sumlin, by the way, to come to ASU. Like I want to like ASU.
No, you didn't.
Well,
Herm Edwards way better.
I mean, that's a wild statement.
Well, I mean,
it might be true. I'm not saying it's incorrect. I'm just saying like that's a wild thing.
Did you see Eno Benjamin run for 300 yards the other day?
I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah. I mean, he ran for 300 yards the other day.
I'm dependent on you to tell me all the great college things like you're dependent on me to tell you about all the prospect guys.
That's right. I mean, look, it's, you know, Cole McDonald has been amazing for Hawaii. Don't
Cole McDonald. All right. Yeah. Sorry. Is that something you guys do a lot? You do that one?
No, I haven't done it once. Oh, so, well, 'cause I'm not a loser.
That's for you.
Deebo Samuel has not looked good. He's made me look like a silly goose, but he's been literally triple covered. I watched a game where they had, you know, a safety and two defensive backs on him. So they've been running Uncle Rico Dowdle up the gut because everyone's shading over to Deebo Samuel's side. And then they've been throwing the ball to Brian Edwards. So, but this game against Missouri today, I think, is the Deebo Samuel breakout. So I'm excited. By the way, did not know this. Deebo Samuel and I share a birthday.
Really?
Yep.
My favorite thing on the planet is when I find out a player shares a birthday. Oh, let me make sure this is correct, because I'm about to say, when I found this one, I was... No, it's a good one. It's a good
okay.
One, I think. Does he share my birthday? Am I right about it? Or was he like the 2 days before? Oh, why not tell me his birthday? The guy I'm thinking, I'm going to see if this is right. Oh, no. See, I'm actually, this is depressing. Here's what's depressing. For some reason, I thought Miguel Cabrera and I shared a birthday. No, it's what it is that like we're the exact same age. Miguel Cabrera seems like he's 400, but he is
35.
He's 4 days older than me.
He started in major leagues, I believe, when he was 11. So, yeah,
well,
he's been in the majors for a long time.
I get excited when I find these players that have like share the same birthday. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but you and maybe that's why you like Deebo Samuel.
I had no idea until like this second. He has 15 receptions for 250 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Not great.
This year.
Not number 4 overall great. College fantasy football wide receiver.
No, actually, that was last year. They don't even have his numbers up here yet. So then he was hurt all year last year. So I'll have to look it up while you're padding for me. Deebo Samuel has not been good.
Did you buy your Run CMC shirt?
I did. I bought it. It's purchased.
Did you do the size that we should do, or did we do the size that we can continue living?
I did the size that is acceptable for me. He has 22 catches for 206 yards and 2 touchdowns over 4 games so far. Yeah. So,
not good.
Not very hot, but I'm telling you, this Missouri game, this should do it. Let's go.
You should get a look on Etsy and see if there's a Deebo Samuel shirt.
No, I'm not going to buy more than one shirt today.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Run That's CMC it. Coming to a Bogman near you. So be on the lookout for Twitter. Speaking of wide receivers, I know you don't want to think about where you ranked Deebo Samuel, but let's look at some wide receivers for this week. Just a few ranks for week 5. And looking over on Fantasy Pros here, who do you think the top 3 wide receivers are essentially unanimously? Actually, all are given a number 1 respectively.
AB, Julio, DeAndre.
AB, who'd you say?
AB, Julio, DeAndre.
Close. DeAndre is 4. AB is 1. Julio is 3. Mike Thomas is number 2 on the list. Now, 5 and 6.
5 and 6.
Five is like the other big name guy.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull up a schedule here. Of course, it's got to be
Josh Naylor.
Josh Naylor. Are we talking about fat prospects?
No, Josh Naylor.
Josh Naylor?
That's your guess for who the wide receiver is.
Josh Naylor? What am I missing? Odell Beckham.
Thank you. Last year,
we are
sitting in Salt River Fields right at row 1. Josh Naylor comes up. He had the nappy hair thing that was all yellow. And you go, Odell, didn't know you gained so much weight, Odell. And Naylor, I don't think
was happy. I didn't yell that at him. I was, he is a portly gentleman. He looks like if I was, 6'3" and playing first base for the Padres or whatever team he plays for now.
Now, number
6. He's been traded like 6 times. What team is he on now?
Padres.
He's still on the Padres. Okay.
0 trades.
Oh.
Actually, I shouldn't say that. He was traded once. He was originally a Marlin.
Marlin,
and
yeah.
He was traded to the Padres. But he's been on the Padres for 2.5-3 years.
See, I knew he moved once.
Once. Many
more times
ago.
Than he's exercised.
Buzzing. Now, number 6 is a little bit tougher, but he is a wide receiver that plays beside one of the top 5.
Beside one of the top 5?
Uh-huh. The 6th best receiver ranked, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Boom!
This week.
Your boy's on fire.
He is on fire. I think the rest of the top...
AJ Green.
AJ Green is next at 7. All right, who's number 8?
Devontae Adams.
No, he's number 10.
Let's
see if you can get the rest of the top 12. You're 4 away. Two you'll get.
Keenan Allen.
That's number 8, so you need number 7, number 11, and number 12.
Cooks?
No. He's 14.
You're
missing a big name guy right now.
Big name guy?
Uh-huh.
Adam Thielen.
Oh, yeah, actually, I thought you said him. Yeah, number 9. Now Boom. You're missing 3.
Golden Tate.
That is number 11. I'm surprised you got that one. Two more.
Shouldn't be surprised.
7 and
12. That.
You should have 7. Did you say 7?
I thought I said Devontae Adams. Is he not?
He's
not
10.
In?
He's 10.
Oh, okay. I said him. You didn't say him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I said you got him.
DT?
No. You need the number 7 best wide receiver for week 5 and the number 12. And you win 1,000 internet points.
Holy crap. Yeah. And I could give them away?
But if you get 2 wrong here, you lose 1,000.
Alshon?
Nope.
Nope.
You got one more. You can get one more wrong here.
Tyreek Hill.
That is number 12. All right. Officially, Bogman has 1 incorrect left in his belt here. He's got to get the number 7 best wide receiver. And you can only get 1 more wrong. And you could lose all your internet points. Not a deal or no deal situation.
Stephon Diggs.
Incorrect. Number 13. Here's who you have. Antonio Brown. Hold on. Antonio Brown, Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Odell Beckham, Juju, Keenan Allen, Thielen, Adams, Tate, and Hill. That is 1 through 12 without number 7. Stephon Diggs was 13. Cooks was 14. You have one guy you haven't picked.
Wait a minute. Is it someone that has already played?
It is not someone that has already played. It's for the rest of the week here. And you have no more. Who?
Will Fuller? Banged up.
Incorrect. Bogman, number 7 for this week. I'm sorry. You are now in the negative of 1,000 internet points.
Oh, I'm in the negative zone against Dr. Doom.
And Zod. AJ Green.
AJ Green.
AJ yeah. Green, man.
That's a tough. Xavier Howard's a good corner. I don't know.
Who?
Xavier Howard.
Is that a guy?
That's a guy.
Okay, I didn't know that. It sounds like someone that fights that put Zod in the
negative
zone. Yeah, what was his name?
You know, Xavier Howard. Oh, but okay. I tell you what, it's funny that we're ranking these guys because I want to tell you where I'd rank the 5 fishing boats from Battlefish.
Oh God!
Any what? Interest at all? Look, I had no interest. A podcast that we listened to talked about it, so I was like, I'll throw this on.
I heard
the
name.
First episode is all about.
I heard the name and I saw it up there as I spent my only time on Netflix finishing Maniac, and I saw it
Maniac
up there.
Much better show.
I'm not a fishing boat.
Never watched any of them. I've never watched Deadliest Catch.
All the same,
I've never watched any of those things. They're all the same. I know that. But the funny thing here is that they had 5 boats that they watched over the season. And let me see if I can remember them all. There was the loser boat, which I think you would laugh at and you would know exactly who I'm talking about.
Okay. Why are they the loser boat? Because they're just losers?
Yeah, there's. Oh, okay. I mean, these guys are not that good. There is the Billy Bob Thornton boat because the guy that's the captain, he is a jerk and a half, and he sounds exactly like Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay.
There's, I'm going to call it the meth boat, where these guys, like, I feel like they sober up for the fishing season and they
Bunch
spend.
Of Machine Gun Kellys?
They spend all their money that they make from the season on meth. I don't know. They just kind of look. They could just be the redneck boat. That could be what it is. The country hill people vote.
Okay. Boat. West Virginia boat.
The West Virginia boat. Then there is like the guy who has been doing it for 20 years boat. The guy that belongs there and has been doing it forever. And then there's like the failed investment banker boat. I don't know why I keep saying vote. Boat. That
vote or die,
right? Boat, where these guys are like they're different from everybody else. They have like a speed boat. Everyone else has a boat that you can take out, and you are at sea for 2 weeks. You catch all the fish you can. You freeze them. These guys are turning and burning. They go out every single day. They catch as much fish as they can, and then they come home. But
I mean, it just sounds like
so much
the worst show on television.
It's not great. It was somewhat entertaining, though. But
exactly what was entertaining about it?
I don't know. Just the guys catching the fish. Like I
anyone
think
fall
just
off
whole,
a boat?
Someone did, not from the boats that we were watching.
Any mermaids?
The no William Hayes.
Aquaman?
No mermaids.
Anyone
no,
talking to fish?
Look,
that's
if Amber Heard
right
was
now.
On there, I would watch it.
I mean, I'm just saying they're talking to fish. Like, no talking to fish? You thought
I
lost
you said a word. Yeah, I thought, I thought you lost $100. I was going to go buy three more run CMC shirts.
My friend, if someone's going to lose $100 during this show, it is going to be you.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but I'm not going to. But I guess it was interesting. But the funniest thing was I went on Reddit because that's what I do.
That's what
and
you
I'm
do.
Like, I'm like, I'm sure there's a subreddit for this. And a bunch of people from the show are on the subreddit.
Aren't they supposed to be on a boat?
No, because it only runs for like 8 weeks, the tuna season. It only runs for it. So
how much money do they make
from Japan?
How much money do they make in that time?
One of them made $250,000, the boat.
Well, but that's split across what, like 10 guys?
No, the captain makes most of it. And then the guy that owns the boat makes most of it. And they agree on a percentage with the crewmates.
Well, that's trash then. 15 grand. I mean, 15 grand in 2 months. That's okay. But that's what else do you do?
Well,
for the rest
come
of the
on,
year.
And these guys are, you know, I think the more experienced the deckhand is, they call the newbies, they call the noobs greenhorns.
I'm a very experienced deckhand.
Yeah. So, you know, the deckhands that have been there forever, like there's this one guy, something the fifth, and they just called him five.
Are you going to be a boat guy now? Is this going to be your thing? Are you going to like, hey, listen, I'm going to have to take a month off of podcasting because I'm going to go catch tuna?
I mean, I would, but no one's going to hire me. I'm too, you know, clunky and awkward. I'm the first guy that would go way overboard.
Which
so
boat
not
would you
only
be
would
on?
I go overboard, I'd hit my head right on the motor.
I feel like you'd be on the West Virginia boat.
Now, see, those guys were all best friends, and that boat definitely had the best vibe of all of them.
Okay.
So, but they like.
I'd probably be on the investment boat.
The investment boat? I don't know. I don't know if you can handle the investment boat.
Trading marijuana stocks and buying cryptocurrency and catching.
I feel
dinner.
Like as soon as the cameras were off, those guys were doing lines. Those guys were super pumped up whenever the tuna came.
Oh,
so,
really? They're like, let's go!
Let's go!
That show, it literally sounds like the worst show that Netflix has put out.
No, it's good. It's not good, but it's watchable. The funny thing was like the first three episodes, they all kept saying the same thing. Failure's not an option. We got to get these fish on the boat. We'd like to be in the triple digits of fish by the end of the day.
Let me ask
you
something.
That's all they said.
If knowing your show reputation was on the line, would you suggest to people to watch this?
No way.
It's not a good show then.
Absolutely not.
It's a horrible show. If
I would say that it's at the same level of True Blood, though. Like True Blood, probably more entertaining, but it's horribly written.
I mean,
it's horribly written. Are you gonna fight me on that?
No, I'm definitely not gonna fight. I mean, you're also not watching True Blood necessarily for the acting.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you're not like, oh, look at that tuna.
To be honest, I was just watching True Blood. I was just watching Battlefish because there was an interesting thing where this guy, like his wife was having a baby, so he was a captain
it's
of the
baby.
Ship. So. He had another captain come on and take over his boat, and this guy almost ran it into the ground. And then he parked it, said it was super unsafe, and there was this whole like fight thing between those two guys. And I thought it was going to break out into a physical fight, and it didn't. And then I was like, all right. Whatever.
I think you should do a Battlefish podcast. You could break down the episodes.
Do that. No.
Maybe a fantasy, since there are five boats.
Worthless. That's not bad.
Now, would you treat them like a defense and you get everyone on the boat, or would you draft separately?
Well, you know how I am. I host the individual defensive podcast.
So how would the lineup go? Would you have like three deckhands, one captain, and
you'd have to have one deckhand, one captain, and one greenhorn, I believe would be the lineup.
How many deckhands are on each ship?
I think there's usually one. There's usually, it depends, because some of them just had, like, the loser boat was just the captain and his buddy. And then they had to bring in another loser that knew how to bait to actually catch fish.
So you have to have a baiter. And,
you have to have a baiter.
Specifically a master at that position.
He's a master. Yeah, I would be great as the baiter.
Okay, so a baiter, a captain, a deckhand, and a shoehorn or whatever you said.
Shoehorn.
All right. That just sounds horrible. Never watch it, except if we do a fantasy league on it. So be on the lookout over at InThisLeague.com for the Battlefish Fantasy League that's going to be started by Bogman. Coming up, we are going to give you the stuff that you really want. We're going to be breaking down Week 5, all the games, all the action, over-unders. We're going to tell you how we did last week. Spoiler, it's not going to be good, but still tune around. We're going to break down these games in their full capacity for the entire hour. Hour 3 coming up. More in this league. Bogman and the Welsh. We'll be back.
Battlefish.